Hello. So, I've not been posting on here as much as I would have liked. I think mainly because I've been writing, and yeah, I don't write too well on the iPad. Makes my wrists hurt. So, I want to try and post more booze if I can. So I'm feeling a lot better now. I was sick for a few days, but that's passed. And yes, so I've started teaching this week, which I said in my last post. And just planning for those lessons is really just helping me to see what's necessary to plan a lesson and how much is actually possible in an hour, because that's all we have here at the moment. And for a kid who's like 5 or 6, about 45 minutes is about all that they can really take for, concentration-wise. So I have to try and fit my workshops. I need to try and fit them into about that time. So that's kind of, I don't know, it's given me more of an idea of how I'm going to need to structure these, and also started thinking about how to build upon different skills. So I've got the different skills I'm looking at, like developing listening skills, developing oral awareness, developing communication. And yeah, I guess I'm just thinking about how to, what level that would start at, what sort of exercises I would give to start developing listening skills, for example, I guess. And then how that would grow. And it's really making me think about this, because it's not a way that I've thought about it before. I've mainly considered it more as something that I want to do, but actually doing it obviously is a completely different thing. So, there's several different levels I'm working with here, especially because there's also the added level of English that I have to deal with. Whereas I think when I'm in the UK, it'll be more about the age of the child and how much they can comprehend of what I'm asking them to do, and also how far they've progressed through the workshops, if I was to give them in a sort of progressive way, although of course it depends how often they were partaking in them. Here at the moment I'm just kind of trying to work out what the different levels are. So if I was to start at, say, basic sort of sound making with the really little kids who maybe don't have very much English, and who can just, they understand that I want them to make some different sounds with rocks, or how that then progresses up, developing listening skills up to older kids, or those who have better English. So that's basically what I'm working on at the moment. It was really interesting. Today I had a class and we were looking at toys. This was just teaching English. And so I was giving them new vocabulary, like yo-yo was one of the words we were looking at. And it was just really fun, basically playing with dynamics. Actually, a word that was a better example of that was teddy bear, and we were talking about whether they had a big teddy bear or a small teddy bear, and I was getting them to use their voices dynamically. So they were saying either a big teddy bear, or some of them had a really, really small teddy bear. And yeah, so it's also combining learning English with my workshops here, which is something that I won't have to do in the UK. So yeah, there's a definite difference there. Anyway, I'm running out of time, so I will boo again soon. Goodbye.